WHAT THE HEAT RADIO. We want to welcome everybody to a brand new year on the THP Radio Network. As many of you know, the tour spot on THP is new for 2011 and will contain everything that you are looking for pertaining to the world of professional golf. With that being said, I want to personally introduce you to a new radio show titled Up and Down with Lefty and Jake that is part of the tour spot on THP. Up and Down is a show where, based on debate, our contestants will be able to go up and down in points. We have assembled two polar opposites, and I'm not exaggerating here, to be part of the Up and Down with Lefty and Jake. And I want to introduce them to everybody. First up, we have Lefty. He has a big, huge mountain man southern accent, but don't let that fool you. He has knowledge on top of knowledge as it pertains to the world of golf. Sitting across from him is Jake. He's the one that sounds a lot like the movie Fargo. He, too, is loaded with information, and combined, their views on the world of golf is like oil and water. It should make for very interesting stuff. So welcome, both of you guys.
Hey, I'm excited to do the show. This should be a great time.
I couldn't be more excited myself, Jake. I look forward to the opportunity. I'd like to thank JB for having us.
Up and Down on THP Radio is a fast and fun show that's going to reward the person that makes the best argument, at least based on the fact that I'm doing the counting. The winner of the show will get to go on to what we call the 19th hole and have some fun sound-off time on any topic they would like pertaining to golf. Each show will have 9 topics, and the listeners today will like really very much each and every one we have, and we have a bonus question. Each topic is worth 1 point. The bonus question's worth 2. So I say we just let's have it, guys. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready to rock and roll.
Okay, the first topic is going to start out going to Lefty. 2011 majors, who wins more, Euro players, U.S. players?
This one's too easy. I'm going Euros. I've said for a long time that 2011 is definitely going to be the year of the Euro. You know, they got 10 guys in the top 20, I think 5 or 6 in the top 10, and they're coming into 2011 with a real head full of steam. I think Ian Poulter and Graham McDowell are playing lights out golf right now. And in fact, I don't think there's anyone playing any better than either of those guys right now. You know, GMAC's really been a hot story in 2010.
Stop. And next moving. Go on, Jake, your take on it.
Oh, you know, Lefty, I agree that the Euros are coming up and coming, but that's the problem. They're up and coming. They're a bunch of wannabes. They're not has-beens, or they're not stars like some of the U.S. Tour members are. Tiger Woods going to win 2. That should close the door pretty tight on the rest of your European tour, buddy, right there.
Well, that's a strong argument from both sides. Unfortunately, only one can be right, and in this case, it's Lefty. You kind of preluded to a topic we'll get onto later, but if you think Tiger Woods will win 2 majors this year, we may have to find a replacement for the show. Next topic, Lee Westwood. Will he finish 2011 year as number 1? Jake, sign off.
Absolutely not. He's lucky to have it in the first place. If the ranking system had any bit of credit to it at all, he would not be there right now. I'm not saying that Tiger Woods is the best player in the world right now, but I'm telling you one thing, Lee Westwood is not. If you're going to be the best player, you need to win. You need to win on the best tour in the world, and that happens to be the United States PGA Tour. If you can't win there, you cannot be number 1 in the world.
Next up, Lefty, sound off.
Well, I'm glad that Jake thinks that Lee Westwood is lucky, and I'm glad that he sees a flaw in the ranking systems. And I agree, there is a flaw. However, the flaw is very rewarding, and no one over the past 2 years has been as consistent as Mr. Westwood. He might not get it done on every Sunday, and he doesn't have any majors under his belt, but I believe that's going to change. And the point is, he's number 1 for a reason, because he has the points to be number 1. It is a flawed system, but it is a system nonetheless, and currently he's number 1. And I don't think that anyone's going to upset the guy. I
mean, end of argument. Okay, you know, this is a tough one here because, Jake, your argument is entirely true. It is a flawed system. It is rewarding him right now in being number 1. However, the part of your argument that's flawed is that the system is not going to change. Hence, all he has to do is continue doing what he's doing. And if he improves at all, he stays number 1. Point, Lefty. Third topic, Tiger Woods, over under half a win in a major in 2011, meaning will he win one? Lefty, you're up first.
I'm going to take the under here. You know, everyone thinks that Tiger's is back because he puts together a few rounds. Well, I'll tell you what Tiger is, in my opinion. He might be the new Lee Westwood. The guy's choked more than anyone I've seen in the last 2 months of the golf season. You know, the old Tiger would never go into a final round with a four-stroke lead and literally get stomped. I think it's time to get rid of the Sunday red, and I don't see any majors in his future in 2011. This is too easy. Definitely the under.
Jake, your turn.
All right. I'm going to say over. I'm not going to say that he's definitely going to win two, but look what the guy did last year. He almost won the Masters. He was right in until the final stretch of holes, and he just about won there. You're trying to tell me that he can't at least pull one out of four when he's going to have the entire offseason to work with Sean Foley to get things in order. His off-the-course life is much more calm now, if you will. The dude is going to show up ready to wreak havoc on the PGA Tour in 2011. He will win at least one major.
Okay, while I won't get into who I agree with here, I think Jake's argument is a little more spot on with, you know, he brought the stats. He was there last year in multiple times, and with the exception of a couple of mishaps, which could still plague him, you know, he may or may not get this one, but the point goes to Jake. The argument's there. He was there, and he was playing poorly, and to say that his personal life is more stable now, I mean, that, you know, a car wreck would be more stable now. Next question, next topic is number four. Phil Mickelson, over under half a win in a major. You know, will he win one? Jake, you're up.
As much as I love the guy, I have to go under on this. The reason I'm going under is because I think if you pay attention to any Phil Mickelson news lately, it's more off the course news, like his injuries, his wife, his mother. Very sad stories. It you know, it makes me like the guy that much more, but I part of me thinks that what we saw at the 2010 Masters was Phil Mickelson's swan song in the majors. I really do believe that.
Lefty?
Well, this is a tough one because I'm such a big Phil Mickelson fan, and you know, I'm going to take the over though. For ironically, for a lot of the reasons that my counterpart just made, I think for the first time, you know, Phil doesn't have the pressure of having to be number one and being so close. I think that his health issues and his wife's health issues are probably being taken care of and under control. And I think for the first time in a long time, the guy gets to come out in 2011 and literally focus on golf and his game. And I think we're going to see a better Phil Mickelson. At least I hope so. Okay. So I'm going to take the over.
You know, it's an interesting topic, and I'm giving the point to Jake in this, even though I don't agree with his argument. Because his argument had more findings, you know, and facts behind it. It shows you how good the 2011 season is going to be with both the guys coming in with major question marks. Tied up 2-2, guys. Next topic. Anthony Kim, will he return to form and win in 2011? Lefty, you're up.
I have no doubt he'll be back. He was playing red-hot golf before, you know, the thumb injury. You know, he's a guy that many of the other players consider to be maybe the guy who could be next at number one in the world down the road. He's an incredible ball striker. He scores faster, quicker, as much as just anyone out there. And I think just being healthy and just with some time under his belt, I think he'll be back into form. I see him winning once, maybe twice.
Jake?
You know, I'm going to actually go out and agree with Lefty on this one. I definitely think we're going to see Anthony Kim return to form. Not only return to form, but I think he's going to be better than ever. You don't think that sitting out the Ryder Cup really stewed with him? That's his whole goal to get his thumb fixed, was to make the Ryder Cup. The fact that he missed it is going to just stew in his belly until he can get back out there in 2011 and rip it up again. If you look at what he was doing before his injury, it was best golf of anybody on tour. So to think he's going to come back bigger and better than ever in 2011.
Well, you know, the scoring here is kind of intriguing because you guys both picked the same thing. I'm going to give the argument to Jake because I believe the Ryder Cup is the biggest determining factor for Anthony Kim. However, I disagree with both of you guys. I don't think he'll win this year, despite he will be in contention. Next topic, Dustin Johnson. Will he win a tournament in 2011? Jake, you're up first.
he may win multiple tournaments in 2011, JB. Definitely. If you look at – if had he gone out and won the Pro-Am, the AT&T Pro-Am at Pebble early in the season and then didn't do anything from that point on, I would have said no. But the fact that he contended in majors all year long and then threw in a win at the BMW toward the end of the year tells me if this guy's got what it takes to compete and to stay the course all year long, he is going to be a force all season.
Next up, Lefty, your thoughts.
I do think he'll win a tournament, and more than likely he might even just to win at Pebble Beach again. I mean, the guy seems to play well there. He probably has good memories there. But, you know, I'm kind of on the fence with Dustin Johnson. I think my problem with him is I think that his mental fortitude is very, very, very weak. And I think that's a very important part of being very successful and very dominant in golf. It doesn't mean he can't be on the leaderboard. I just don't know if he has what it takes to get it done on the biggest stages. I do think he'll win. But then again, I don't think he'll have the impact quite to the extent that Jake thinks.
Great argument from both of you guys. I'll contest one point that Lefty made, and that is he has fond memories of Pebble Beach, and while he may have won there, I'm not sure his last memory of Pebble Beach is that fond. I'm going to give the point to Lefty here because he backed it up with a little more foundation, and I do believe that the mental issues are going to become a major factor throughout 2011. We're going to move on to the second half here as we've gone through the top six, and we're tied at 3-3, so... Question seven is, who is going to win more this year? Two guys who really came out or finished strong in 2010. Who's going to win more, Jim Furyk or Matt Kuchar? Lefty, sound off.
Hands down, Jim Furyk. I mean, the guy wins the FedEx Cup. The guy's the player of the year. I like Matt Kuchar. He played good golf, don't get me wrong. He had a hot streak at the right time, but I saw something in Kuch at the Ryder Cup that really set with me in a bad way. He, in my opinion, the guy just didn't get it done. You know, if we can discuss how much the Ryder Cup can impact a player like Anthony Kim, then I think that it can conversely affect a player like a Matt Kuchar.
Jake, your honors.
You know, here I think we've got a situation where we've got two players kind of going in opposite directions, and you're probably going to scratch your head at that, but Matt Kuchar is finally becoming the player that everybody knew he could be when he came out of college. Everybody expected him to be this great player. It took him a while to get there, but we're finally seeing it. Furyk, he's never won three tournaments in a year before. He did it in 2010. I think it was great. I think it was an awesome story. I don't see him doing that again. I definitely think that Kuchar is going to have more wins in 2011 and beyond. What you say about the Ryder Cup, sure, it could adversely affect him, but I think a player like Kuchar takes that and builds upon that.
Great arguments from both you guys. The point's going to Jake here for one reason and one reason only. Some could argue Matt Kuchar is the Lee Westwood of the PGA Tour. Stews around the top 10, does really well scoring average, and then maybe doesn't get it done, and he might have broken through last year, and that's going to be the deciding factor. Jake is up 4-3 as we move on to question number 8. This offseason we've seen so many players changing equipment companies and tinkering around. And some of the bigger ones that we're talking about here are Camilo Villegas going to TaylorMade, Graham McDowell going to Srixon, Davis Love III going to Bridgestone, Jeff Overton, who's another up-and-comer, going to Cleveland, and Ryan Moore is making a move to Adams Golf. These guys all are making the switch for 2011. Which one of them wins first, and will equipment have anything to do with it? Sound off. Jake.
First thing I'm going to say is Villegas will win first, and the reason I think he's going to win first is because if you look at him historically, he comes out and starts fast. If you look at last year where he came out and got a third at the Accenture match play, he got a win at the Honda. Basically, he comes out, it seems like he comes out and he's ready to fire off the beginning of the season just like that. He comes out of the gates ready to roll. That's how he's going to win. Whether or not it's going to be equipment, I don't know for sure. I mean, that's such a hard topic because you never know the reasons behind the equipment change. If it's an equipment change for a player to go play what equipment he feels is best for him, period, then yes. But with
next
the money
up,
that these
Lefty,
guys are talking,
your honors.
I think Jake made some really good points. You know, Camilo is traditionally a very, very fast starter. However, I'm going to go with Graham McDowell in this one. just for the sheer fact that who knows knocking off Tiger Woods did in the final round of the tournament can do for a guy's confidence. I mean, the guy's been lights out for the better part of 6 months, and I just don't think that can't transfer over into 2011. I think that he's going to be odds-on favorite to seriously contend in many tournaments next year. As far as the equipment making a big difference, this is the tough one for GMAC because he did have such a spectacular year.
Okay, that's it. Lefty's getting the point here for, you know, the reason that I basically agree. I think Graham McDowell coming off that win against Tiger Woods, who you say is, you know, going to dominate again, is the same reason you could look at Graham McDowell and say he's going to dominate again, or dominate, you know, in the future, I should say. As far as Vijaygas, yes, he does start out early and he did win the Honda, but let's not forget, this is a guy that, with the exception of the Honda, since that late run when the FedEx Cup was early on, he hasn't really lived up to a lot of the hype. So, I'm going with Graham McDowell too. Lefty gets the point, and we are all square heading into question number 9. And it's a hot topic that we've addressed at the THP Forum many, many times. Ricky Fowler, PGA Tour Rookie of the Year, will he break out and win in 2011? Lefty, sign off.
I'm going to have to say that he will not win in 2011. I like young Fowler. I think he's got a lot of spunk and jazz and brings some really cool stuff to the table. But I think he's got a lot on his plate. You know, he's kind of the poster boy for a newly merged company, if you will. And, I like to look at him a lot like I do Rory McIlroy. Both young guys, both kind of the poster child. And it took Rory almost literally shooting the round of his life to get his first PGA Tour win last year.
Next, and, Jake, your honors.
Yes, I do believe young Ricky Fowler will win in 2011. I think when he chose the layup at the Waste Management Open in Phoenix, and it ended up costing him that tournament, arguably, I think he learned a ton from that. Now, he didn't go on to win the rest of the year, but he was there. He was in position. He had a second-place finish. He had a third-place finish. He was a force to be reckoned with all season long. The Ryder Cup was a great event for him. He will break out and win in 2011.
Jake's got the argument here. You know, Lefty, you used the argument with some of these guys in the Ryder Cup propelling them. There's no reason not to think it won't propel young Ricky Fowler as well. Well, after 9 topics, we have a slight lead in the way of Jake up 5-4. And the bonus question, of course, is with 2 points. So basically, whoever gets this one right is going to be the winner and get to spend some time at the 19th hole, which I know both you guys enjoy. 2011, we're going to talk breakout players. And I don't want to hear that Lee Westwood's a dark horse or that somebody ranked 7th is a sleeper pick. Give me a guy outside of the top 20 that we should pay attention to closely and that will really make a move, possibly even win in 2011, and why. We're going to start off with Jake. Sound off.
All right, I got one. And it's not number 21. It's not number 22. He's number 38 on the world golf ranking list right now, Jason Day. The reason is because if you look at how he did in 2010, it seemed like early in the season he was kind of getting his wheels under him, and then he came out in May and won at the Byron Nelson Championship. He had a pretty decent finish in at least one major this year, a top 10 at the PGA. Then he followed that up with 2 top fives in the playoffs, and that's against world-class fields. That's major caliber fields right there, and he pulled out 2 top fives. At one point, he was actually in the running to be considered to win the FedEx Cup. So I think Jason Day is going to be a great guy to watch in 2011. I think he's going to...
Okay, next up, Lefty.
Well, what a safe pick that was. I'm a little disappointed in my counterpart here. Picking a guy who won once last year. I'm going to go a little bit of a bolder pick here, and I'm going to go with Jamie Lovemark, a guy maybe a lot of guys haven't even heard of. He was a player of the year on the Nationwide Tour last year. He was the money leader on the Nationwide Tour last year. He won his very first event on the Nationwide Tour last year. And he's actually played in a PGA Tour event. He actually made the playoffs at the Fries.com Open. It was only his 4th PGA Tour event ever. He didn't end up winning, but he was in the playoffs with Ricky Fowler. And, from everything I hear, the guy's a freak athlete. It reminds a lot of guys of a Dustin Johnson. I think he's in for some huge stuff in 2011.
Okay.
I think
that's it. You guys both had great picks. You actually shocked me. I expected to hear somebody come out with like an Anthony Kim or something like that. Now, the scoring of this one's interesting because on one side I have somebody picking Jason Day, who is kind of a safe pick. He has won. He was, like you said, being talked about to win the FedEx Cup. Not exactly a dark horse. However, he is ranked all the way down at 38. On the other side, you got Lefty picking Jamie Lovemark, and you say, okay, well, yeah, that's truly a dark horse. But his arguments don't add up here. He said the Nationwide, you know, because he did so well in the Nationwide, well, Michael Sim did that last year, and that didn't translate. And then you said a lot of people are comparing him to Dustin Johnson, yet you yourself said earlier in the show he may not win this year. So it's a tough one to score. But in the end, Jake's got it. He had the argument. Jason Day is a stronger argument than Jamie Lovemark, even though I love the Jamie Lovemark pick. So, Jake, you get to go into the lounge, the 19th hole, and you have 45 seconds to say anything you want to the world of golf.
Anything I want to the world of golf. You know, I got a weird problem with what's going on with the golf equipment lately. What's with the white, really? I mean, I understand we've got some top caliber companies introducing these ghosts and these white drivers and all this business. You know what? The only white I see right now is about a foot of white snow. And I don't want to see white anymore when it comes to golf equipment. What's with it? You know, I can understand this R11 driver's coming out and it's white and it's great. Well, you know what? Make it great and make it black. Or make it doesn't – don't try to sell me a white driver and make it magic because it's white. Sell me a magic driver because of what it's made out of and tell me that it's magic. I don't like it. You know, I like the looks of the ghost putters and stuff like that, but then again, it doesn't really – I don't understand it. We saw this with the zebra putters back in the day, and we all know where those are now. And what was that? I think there was like a killer whale or a giant hippo or something that was white back in the
– Okay, that's his time in the 19th hole. Remind us never to let – the abacus sway towards Jake, because that was clearly a terrible, terrible, terrible rant.
Hey.
I want to thank both our contestants here. They're going to be with us each show that we do. We hope you enjoy the show. I'm going to give each one of them, you know, 5 to 10 seconds to kind of sound off and tell people what they think and why they enjoy doing it and what they hope to achieve with Up and Down with Jake and Lefty. Or maybe it should be Lefty and Jake. We're going to let you guys decide. So, Lefty, what do you have to say for yourself after this show?
Well, I'm a little disappointed that I got slaughtered by a guy who sounds like he does, but it was a lot of fun, and I look forward to doing this more and more in the future. We all know that I just want to talk golf.
You know, I really had a good time with it too, Lefty. The only problem is I have with your love affair with GMAC. It's not comfortable at all. It, in fact, is downright – it concerns me. Let's just put it that way. But I'm looking forward to this. I appreciate everybody for listening, and I hope we can – bring some good stuff to you guys.
Well, that is all we have for this episode, the inaugural of Up and Down with Lefty and Jake, and it is part of the tour spot on THP Radio, and we hope you like it. If you didn't, you guys are going to have the voice. Join us in the THP forum. Sound off. Tell us you want them canceled. We will cancel them. We were listening to you guys. Of course, they may have a say in it as well, but we want to hear from everybody else, so join us in the THP forum as we're going to debate all these topics and, of course, some more, and we'll be back in a few weeks with the second installment. Thanks, guys.